shaped by a contrast story. The shape of our lives is not determined primarily by the application of good sermons or even good theology, new ideas, or structures like small groups. All of this has very little actual impact on the conduct of our everyday lives. Rather, we are shaped by stories. The headline read, "It's not the diet, it's the dieter." The point was that the real determining factor in the ability of a person to change the way he or she eats is not the diet book with all its good advice, but the inner stories a person has about himself or herself. The internal story is what determines how one acts. If I believe I am fat or in need of indulgence or not likable, then I will live out that story in how I eat. For example, think about a man who is a workaholic who knows that his life pattern is impacting his health, sees how it undermines his family, and knows it is less than pleasing to God. He may feel a degree of guilt, and he may have privately confessed his sin to God, but none of this addresses the source of the workaholism that is driven from inside by a story about who he is or should be. Stories shape who we are. The American story about a country founded as a nation under God determines how Americans see themselves.